Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Are you new to social networking? Well, Grudge Inc. has got a new site coming soon. Grudgebook will allow you to catch up and lock in with other grudge racers, find out about all the latest events, view the latest photos, create your own blogs, and so much more. In 2013, Grudge Inc. takes on the social networks. So get ready to register and lock in Grudge Inc. Grudgebook. Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs, being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
Are you ready? Coming from the great state of Texas, it's Atomic Dog Tuesdays and Grudge Madness.
Good evening, race fans, and welcome to another great Tuesday of the Grudge Inc. sponsored Atomic Dog Show. How's everybody out there doing tonight? Hope everybody's doing fine. We're about to have another great show tonight. Hopefully we get enough input from everybody. A lot of things going on, some things we want to say, things we want to put out there for the folks. So, hey. Maybe possibly see can we shake some things up in the grudge world. We had some upcoming events this past weekend. So Sharon, I wanna see before we get to past weekend events and upcoming events, let's go to Ernie. I see we got Ernie online. Ernie, how you doing out there?
Hey Tracy, I'm doing great tonight. I wanna tell you we got some major response from the show last week. They kept me busy for 2 days calling in and asking questions. We must have got a good spot, and they had some hard questions when they called in.
Well, that's good, Ernie. One thing about it, we know you can answer the hard questions, and if a person asks a question, that means they want to answer. And I know you, from what I've been hearing, you're very knowledgeable, so I know you take care of their needs.
I tell you what, that just... I enjoy doing this, and I'm so honored by you and the racers letting me come in and talk to them about their racing operation. What I want to talk about tonight, you know, we've been talking for the last couple of weeks on how to make your car go faster, so we got the giddy up kind of covered. Now let's see how many people know how to whoa up. You know, when you get these cars running 200 mile an hour in the eighth, you got to stop things. When's the last time anybody looked at the brakes on their car? Have you taken your parachute out? You know, some people have a parachute and don't even know how to pack it. So they buy a parachute, put it on the car. I guess it's on there for looks or a tow strap to get you out of the woods. But, you know, it doesn't take but just a few minutes to learn how to pack a parachute and where it's attached on the car. How it's attached. There's a proper way to attach a parachute. The shroud line is going to the rear end housing. If you're going to put it on the rear end housing, it's got to have a 3/4 inch bolt through it that has to have a wear collar over the bolt, and it has to be securely welded and gusseted. So when you put the parachute out, you got to remember you're asking your parachute to stop this 3,000 pound missile at 200 miles an hour by itself. So when you pull the parachute, it's got to be attached solid enough that it's not going to pull the rear end out from underneath the car, and it's not going to pull the attachment off the car. Pull your parachute out so that they won't get a membrane. Now, a membrane on a parachute is when it stays folded so long that it'll crease like a pair of pants. Well, when it creases, it starts packing itself down, And if you ever get an emergency situation where you have to put it out, it's a very good chance that the parachute will not come out and blossom. So always take your parachute after the race, pull it out, fluff it up, put it in a box to store it, bring the car home, hang the parachute up. It can still be attached to the car, but hang it up, let it air out, let it dry out. With these cars, where you get high humidity or the car gets rained on, that parachute is susceptible to start aging, the fibers breaking down. And when that happens, you pull the parachute, all of a sudden you get a panel that rips out. One of the lanyards pulls loose because it's dry rotten. Just like like clothes, the fabric of the fiber of these things needs to be tested. It needs to be checked. At least, on all my race cars, when I go to a track, one of the things I make sure that we do is pull the parachutes, fluff them up, lay them out, let them get nice and dry, and then we don't pack them until we're getting ready to go out on the pass. It's extremely important that if a parachute ever gets damp, you've got to get it dry. The next thing on parachutes, when you pull a parachute, don't let off the throttle and then pull the parachute. You've got to drive into a parachute to get it to deploy. So just before the finish line, preferably at the mile-per-hour line, which is 66 foot before the finish line, when you get to high gear, get your hand up on the parachute and ride that thing. When you see the mile-an-hour beam, put the parachute out, drive into it at wide-open throttle. Don't let off. That causes the parachute to snap open and then will tug you down. And a little secret to this thing, if you put out your parachute, that parachute weighs, let's say it weighs 8 pounds. Once you put it out at the mile-per-hour beam, your car instantly weighs 8 pounds less going through the finish line. Doesn't sound like much, but that could be a couple of hundreds. It could be 3 or 4 miles an hour. It's the difference between winning and losing. So, service your parachute. Take care of it. Make sure that the lanyard that the release cable goes into, that, it's not worn, it's not frayed. If it is, you might will be going in the stage that it breaks, you can't make the pass. And get you some parachute cord. You can get it in the Army Navy store. It's probably $6 for 100 foot. But it's something good to have in your toolbox. It's super strong. It's multi-stranded. It's made for parachute service. Man, it works great. Your brakes. Okay, you got a race car. It was built 2 years ago, 3 years ago. When's the last time you looked at your brakes? We're talking about a car that's here at 200 miles an hour. You've got to know that your brakes are right. Always maintain your car. When you pull the tires off, get in there and look at those brakes. If it needs shoes, get you some ordered. Change them out, put the new ones in, put the used ones in your toolbox in case you need a spare later on. We got the giddy-up covered. We got the stopping covered. Just a performance tip to make a quick adjustment on your nitrous system. Let's say you're running during the daytime, it's warm, at the night it starts cooling off, the air is getting better. Without going into doing major jet changes and everything else, since the air is getting better, we need to fatten the motor up a little bit. Easiest way to fatten the motor up a little bit, let's drop the bottle pressure from 1,000 PSI to 950. That's going to make the motor rich up enough that it'll make up for that altitude adjustment. The same way, if the air has been cool in the morning and it's getting hot, you might want to add 50 pounds to it. That's going to put more air into the motor when the air is not good. So that gives you a quick way to richen up the motor or to lean the motor without even having to touch the motor, just playing with the bottle pressure a little bit. Yeah, those are some quick notes. Safety first. I'm into that. And, you know, four-wheelers. A good friend of mine was in a four-wheeler accident this last weekend. Turned over, broke his pelvis, broke his tailbone, broke his toes. The guys, I know we've all got four-wheelers and golf carts we're running around the pits with. Understand, a lot of people every year get killed because they're going too fast on a golf cart, especially these golf carts that are raised up. Center of gravity is high on them. Kids get on them. Your wife, your girlfriend, they put them into a turn, and they turn over. Golf carts are extremely heavy. You know, you can get killed in these things. Pay attention in what you're doing around. Plus, you're around these, Christ, $150,000 race cars. You know, slow the pit vehicles down. There's no place you got to be that important that you can't make it safe for the spectators, the other racers, and the race vehicles. So, Tracy, that's what I got for tonight. If there's any questions, I'll see if I can help somebody out.
Hey, we appreciate that, Ernie. If anybody got a hand up, got a question you want to ask Ernie, if your hand is up right now, we've got a lot of hands up, push the one button, take it down, and then turn and push it again so we know you got the city question for Ernie. I guess, Ernie, you probably gave out about, 10 or 12 of those little wrenches last week for people who had a good question for you. So I appreciate that I got that. You know, that looks. And rats can come in handy. It's always good when you come on and, you know, you kind of give some away to the racers for trying to ask good questions and stuff like that. So, hey, we appreciate that. I'm going to let you know I got it. Actually, it's probably about another dozen other people got one also. So,
yeah,
good thing.
I tell you, that's just my way of giving back to the racers. You know, they've done so much for me. You know, I've been in business for 40 years, and you know, I've got to give back, and it's just saying thank you, I'm just so proud of being able to be on your show and to hopefully help you and the other racers out there.
Awesome, we appreciate it. So, Sharon, let's go to the line before we get the people on. We've got a lot of upcoming events from here in Texas and Georgia and Alabama. You know, some places coming up, so we want to talk about that. Get those people on and talk about those events. But Sharon, we got somebody got a course of Ernie right now. We'll let
Becky
out there.
Does. Becky, go ahead.
Yeah, Ernie, my question, it's not really a question, it's just something I want to add to what you were saying about your parachutes. You know, guys, don't wait till you need them to use them. Go out there and pull them and get a feel for what they do. I had a customer at one time, I told him I made the same comment Ernie made, drive into your parachute. He waited until he got to the position he needed them. I went to drive into him, never felt them hit, so he never let off the gas, and he ended up running the car off into the track. The parachute couldn't deploy because they'd been put up too long. So my recommendation is, you know, guys, go out there and pull your chute on a shutdown or something and just push it through it if you've never pulled it. If you can't pack it, ask somebody to track. Somebody, myself or anybody else out there with a bigger car will be happy to help you.
Another little touch on the parachute. Once the car, you know, most of these cars have got automatic shifters on them. Once you leave, the car settles down, get your hand on that parachute, because if that car wiggles or starts to get out of control, the first thing, put out the parachute, get off the gas, and that parachute will pull you straight. You got to remember, you got 3,000 pounds going down the track. It wants to go straight. Put the parachute out there. It's like a C brake. It'll pull you right around.
I agree. Well, that's all I wanted to add to that.
Yeah, but you're right. I've seen too many people that did exactly what you're talking about. They pulled the parachute and they just fell out in a lump. You know, pull them early, and if you haven't pulled them, unpack them and hang them up. And then packing a parachute, actually unwinding the shroud lines is the hardest thing of packing a parachute. If they get twisted up, man, yeah, it's worse than a Rubik's Cube puzzle trying to get those things straightened back out. But if you grab the corners and just start one corner at a time, folding it up like a sheet, you'll notice it all comes together. Double fold it, fold it again, and then just start packing it back and forth. It'll go right in the pack. Spend some time knowing what your parachute will do. And spend some time knowing where your parachute lever is. Can you get to it? I've seen people put them in where you had to reach behind the driver's seat to get the parachute lever. It needs to be out there so you can instantly, with your eyes closed, put your hand up and put your hand immediately on that parachute lever and learn to use it. You know, if you put all the weight on the brakes, you've got a real good chance of brake failure or rotors coming apart. The parachute is designed to get you instantly down from 200 miles an hour to about 140 to 150 miles an hour. And then you can start touching your brakes to slow down. 200 miles an hour on brakes, not a good deal.
Okay, appreciate that. Sharon, we got anybody else got anything, Barney? Or we're going to upcoming
events? That's it. As far as
okay, that's
is concerned,
oh.
That's it.
Oh. Okay, you appreciate that information.
Well, Tracy, I appreciate Ms. Sharon. I appreciate talking to you this evening. If y'all got any questions, you know, give me a call, 1-800-648-7687. That's 1-800-NITROUS. So give us a call, CompuCar Nitro Systems. If we can help you in any way, we'll go out of our way to help you with your problems. Tracy, I appreciate it. Love you, man. Y'all have a good evening, and thank you again.
Hey, thank you. Okay, at this time, we're going to go to upcoming events, so we got some upcoming events coming around. Actually, with that show, if we got anybody going to come on and give a race report on the events that happened around the country and things this past weekend, we'll open those mics, and then we'll go on the races that we got coming up here in Texas, Georgia, and Alabama, and Arkansas. We've got some races coming up in the three states. We got anybody on that want to come talk about them. So, hey, let's see if we got anybody on, Sharon, right now that want to speak about the races that happened this past weekend around the country.
Batman, your mic is open.
What up, Trey?
What's up, man?
Oh, man, I'm turning these bolts, man. Every day working, baby. That's all at the shop. What's happening with you?
Not much, man. Just sitting here trying to, you know, get this show on and put information out there for folks and give folks information about the races out next weekend. And as you know, we got a race coming up this weekend. Got a big benefit race coming up in Alabama for y'all. Remember when I spoke about Big Drag? Big Drag was one whose car burned down to the ground. And they're having the benefit race. They got together Mike Hill and Grudge Inc. J. Bonds. All got together, and everybody's going to try to support that the best they can this weekend to try to help Big Drag recover. So that's going to be a big race. Anybody can make that one in Alabama, so I know it's going down. So that's what's going on this weekend. But hey, I was just trying to see if anybody had something for this past weekend, what's going on. And also, you know, we got a big race coming up. I also just mentioned now, Grudge Inc. also got a big race coming up, Cold Killer Race. It's October 19th. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to make it. I hate that because I made it out there last year. I want to make it, but the things have to put me in a bad situation with this other race I got going on. But anybody who got a car that can make it out there, want to travel out that way October 19th to make a national dragway, just want to let everybody know that Grudge Inc.'s annual race is going on there. Also, there's another big race coming up this weekend. So
right.
I'm gonna go to the line too. I believe we both got a race also. So let's see who we got here.
Batman, hold on a second. Summer, your mic is open also.
What
are
you speaking about?
Summer, how you doing?
Yeah. Fine, how are you?
I'm all right. Hey, you had a race this weekend. You wanna give a race report on what happened up there?
Oh, it was a good event.
I didn't know there was a boxing match going on at the Century.
I mean,
I'm not into boxing. I'm into UFC. So I didn't pay attention. I had no clue. But it seems to have affected it. But it was an overall still good event. And we had a lot of good racing. There was a lot of grudge cars that turned out. They didn't get to race anybody. They didn't pull it together to get races. Some of them did. Some of them didn't. They went home with grudge trophies. We had the motorcycles. Easy B ended up with King of Grudge at the end of the night. And mm-hmm. so he got the 6-foot crown trophy for King of Grudge and our final one for Texas Grudge Wars for 2013.
Okay,
we want to thank everybody that sponsored it. We want to thank everybody that helped work it. Shan Morgan was a big help. Jeff Duncan was a big help. Everybody that come up was a big help. Everybody pitched in and made a good team out of it. So it worked out real well. The track was real relaxed. The racers had a good time. The fans had a good time. And everything was working rather well for them. They kept, you know, track was busy all evening. This is Texas Grudge Wars' last event. We are retiring it. And I'm going to grow older now. Time to grow up and grow older.
Okay. All right, then. Well, you know, hey, appreciate what you're doing. You know, keep on doing what you're doing. What you mentioned tonight about how people want to race, that's going to kind of bring up to the next topic, what we're going to talk about here later on, about people not wanting to race. So we appreciate you coming on, and we're going to go to the line and see what some of the other callers got to say. Hang around. You might have a comment on that, because you had a race, and you said it's a hard time sometimes getting folks to race. We're going to see what maybe you want to comment on that later on. So just kind of hang around.
And happy birthday, Tracy.
Hey, thank you, thank you. I'm 39 years young.
And holding.
Holding, exactly, exactly.
Oh, I heard Sherry.
I got choked on that one.
Okay,
Sergio,
there,
have
right.
a good
evening. You got another
Sergio, your mic is open. 915-0275, Sergio.
Yes.
Your mic is open.
Hey, how you doing?
How you doing? I want to talk to you guys about a race, but better yet, I'm going to let my boy here talk about this race.
Hey, guys. This is Ben De La Vega with the El Paso Motorplex, and I've got $25,000 cash that I say my boys are going to take, and none of you are taking home. Now, we got a race happening. It's Race Wars 2, October 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th of this year here in the Sun City, and we're going to be doing it up Texas style. Our way of racing, IHRA rules, we have everything from street class all the way down to outlaw. And, well, what we've got, tell you who we've got coming if you want to know. We've got the guys from Discovery Channel Street Outlaws. We've got B-Baller Coop confirmed and prepaid. And I've also got Boosted GT confirmed and prepaid. But let me tell you something. These guys may be looking for our money, but we've got some of the fastest guys in the Southwest been working hard on their rides all year. We've got Turbo Mustangs. I'm not going to tell you what they run. You can come and find out. And we've got some of the fastest turbo cars on radials and nitrous cars, and we've got it all. We want you here.
We want to
challenge. Matter of fact, tell you what, who we just challenged. Jay Leno. He thinks he's hot. We challenge Jay Leno. We also challenge the group from Fast and Furious, number 7. They're not filming next month for the first week, and we're hoping to get those guys out here sight unseen. And let's see, Friday nights. Okay, well, we're sponsored by Bud Light, Tecate, Corona, beer, Moe's Barbecue, Papa John's, and Jungle Jack's, putting up all this money to get all of you cool kids out here in El Paso and see who's bad here in Texas. Now, let's see, we're going to have grudge matches throughout the event, but here's the big deal. Straight class, Friday night, $1,500, pays out to the first three places, bracket racing. Bike class pays out $2,000 that Saturday. Yeah, we're going to do our box and no box, $5,000 for each class, playing 1 through 3, and then import versus domestic, winner take all, $4,000 cash. And then on Sunday, we're going to have the Outlaw Class. 8 Mile, heads up, $6,000 cash to the winner. Either take home money or you go home crying. That's all up to you. But we're putting on this race to see who has what it takes here in the U.S. to come here and take our money. And we are getting calls from Canada to California to the East Coast, Mexico, and they're converging. They're paying up their money. So I tell you what, if you have what it takes, we need you to call area code 915-249-8195 or 915-248-6174. Questions, anybody?
Okay, man, you've been on here talking about that show, so we know you got that show going out in El Paso. Just like the folks out in El Paso, we trying to get them to come out this way in Texas, the Dallas or Houston area, or even go across the state towards the east, up in the Midwest. Hey, man, we like to see some of you guys, you know, venture out this way, just whether you like to, you know, some of the races venture that way. So, you know, it's working amazing, and hey, you have a great show coming up. The ones that make it, make it, and just first well tell you guys out that way. The ones who can make this way, the shows this way for us in Texas or in Alabama, the big one we got, or in Macon, Georgia, the next big one we got. If you could just kind of get guys to move around, that's what we're pushing for. So, hey, we appreciate you coming on and doing that and just, you know, making me into the grudge race. Appreciate that.
Well, we read the forums and the boards, and everybody's talking back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, and that's all fine, except nobody's talking about El Paso. So we decided to put up a whole bunch of money to see if we can bring you guys and gals out here to play in our backyard. We get an all-concrete quarter-mile track. We have it prepped like a son of a gun. And, hey, El Paso has nice hotels, nice restaurants. We have everything you could ever want. Time to come over here and see what you guys can do, and that way you guys can see what we can do, and everybody's just going to have one heck of a good time. That's what it's about.
Come get the money.
Yeah, so come get the money.
Okay. All right, man. We appreciate it. So, we're just hanging on around. We're going to go to the next call and see what they got to come up with the event. So, Cheryl, who we got? I think she's in a private room, so I'll see a mic here up and open it up. 718-61-39.
Tracy.
Yeah.
Tracy. Hold on. We got one more before you do that one. Alley Cat, you got an upcoming event. Alley Cat, wake up.
Hey.
Do you have an upcoming event?
Yeah, how y'all doing?
All right, what's wrong, okay?
I ain't too much, man. I just want to let everybody know about the November 23rd race.
Okay.
We already have a locked-in grudge race already, and we're working on the rematch between Mike Murillo and Birdman. We just about got the details done. I want to let everybody know last year at this race we had fed one family for Thanksgiving. This year we're going to feed three families for Thanksgiving. That's Team Alley Cat. It's something that we had started last year, and it worked out good. So now we're trying to give back and give back even more to the fans and to the people that really support us from race to race and you know, throughout the year. And I keep everybody posted on all the details. Stay tuned and look me up on Facebook. Y'all have a nice one.
All right, Kat. Okay. Cheryl, who we got on upcoming events next?
Tracy, I think that's all that we have for upcoming events. Okay, somebody's got some background noise.
Oh.
Is that you, Alley Cat? Alley Cat, mute your phone. Please? Okay,
so we have no more upcoming events coming on?
Well, I think I have a couple of more people that have something to say, but... hold on just a second. I need to play something real quick.
Happy birthday, Tracy. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tracy. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tracy. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tracy.
appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Hush. Since today is
all
your
right.
Hush. Since today is your birthday, we're doing something just a little bit different. We'll get to your topic in just a moment. But I got a couple of people who want to say something to you. Pro Stock Joe, your mic is open.
Happy birthday, old-ass man. How you doing, boy?
Ever you one of yours, man. What you always say, man, trying to hold on with both hands. Don't want to let go.
Well, listen, man, them old wrinkle-ass hands you got, you better hold on, goddammit. You can get rid of that arthritis. Now you might be able to hold on then. Goddamn. I heard you say you were 39. You could turn that shit around. You might be 93, you old fucker. You, what the hell you talking about 39? You can't spell 39 no more. You know why, Tracy? You so damn old, you can't remember how to spell. You got Alzheimer's disease. Not Alzheimer's, Alzheimer's, goddammit. And that's why Bobby Wildchild whooped your ass, because you so damn old. You forgot how to shift the goddamn car, and that's why you couldn't go no damn way. Every time I see your ass, that's why you need to get out the damn race track and let Trey get in that dang old joker, because your ass is so damn old, you don't know what the hell you're doing no more. What do you mean, 39, dude? What do you mean, 39? Why don't you add 10 to that, add 10 to that, subtract 2, add 13, minus 3, and add 2 more, and you got the right number there. Did you do all that math?
Hey, man, I don't know. I know how to say I'm 39 and old. That's all I can tell you, bro. Hey, man,
well,
you
might be holding on to your damn Social Security check next month, goddamn, when you go ahead and file your papers. That's what you're going to be holding on to. And don't forget, Sharon, go ahead and bring him down his walker and his cane, because we want to make sure you can still get around. And we got a new special race suit for you, because you're getting kind of wide and you're spreading. We got a slick down race suit so you can slide into the car. You ain't got to squeeze no more like you used to. You know how you get old and you start spreading and you don't even realize it. So that's kind of what it is. You know, when you're in the car, your damn legs so big and fat, all that fat and all that puff, be shifting the gears too early. That's what happened when you trying to race with them. By that's why Bobby Wildchild whipped your ass. But anyway, happy birthday, Tracy. We love you, goddamn it. You do a lot for Texas. You do a lot for girls racing. And you didn't mention my goddamn race this weekend. I should have whipped your ass when I see him hitching your goddamn coat.
Pro Stock is having a back half race for around the world.
That's some bullshit. I'm not having no back half race. I'm having the baddest back half in the world race. This is the second annual baddest back half in the world. We got $10,000 for one man to put in his hand if he can get down round for round, pound for pound, and show that he's the baddest goddamn back half in Darlington Town. September 21st, Darlington Dragway, boy. Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, they're coming from Texas, and they're going to go back just like we had them from last time. They came down here. We fucked them up, sent them back out to Texas with their hand in their ass. Blue Magic is coming down from Virginia, J.C. Richardson, and Michael Martin, the fastest back half time ever lit up in the whole goddamn world, almost pro my time. So these are the extreme back halves, all the big boys, all the big names, the Silver Bullet, Blue Magic, Michael Martin, Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, Little Chop Top, J.C. Richardson, and the Silver Bullet from New Jersey, and Scoot Williams. Those guys are coming. And the baddest back half in the whole world right now, the 2012 back half, best race of the year, Big Goddamn Sexy, who won the back half shootout at Rockingham. So this is the baddest of the bad in the whole grudge world. We got 10 of the baddest back half pro miles, back halves in the world, and we got some more guys that may show up that just have not confirmed as of yet. The Beast, he will be there with that badass thing, and he says he's going to fuck Dr. Jekyll and his ugly brother, Mr. Hyde, up. So it should be off the chain. We got Tony Boss Mines in the building going up with that BoJack car against the Popeye Mustang. We got the return of Big Dick, Giganto, and the Giganto, the Nasty Boys Racing Team will be there to go up against Boss Buns and that, formerly known as the Money Maker, now he calls it Geronimo 2. So it should be lots of racing all day, all night. And we're going to have the parade back after 6 o'clock. The race goes down at 7, and we're going to start it on time, so don't you miss it. Darlington Dragway, this Saturday, September 21st, $10,000 to find out, to answer one question, when it comes to back half, who's bad? Hope you guys can make it.
Well, Joe, hope y'all have a great race this weekend. And I don't know, I'll see the rest of you guys, I guess, down in Alabama. But that back half belt that you're giving out, that $10,000, my prediction is coming back to take.
Woo-wee, I bet you a soda and an ice cream on that. That's some bullshit. I bet it don't go back to Texas. We talking about the baddest back half in the world. The last time they came out here, Big Sexy was not there. Oh, he was there, but he had problems. And a lot of the other tough competition wasn't there. I think it was like 4 cars that was all there. There was 4 cars that raced. This is the baddest back half in the world. This is like, you know, like when you play a preseason game, that's what that was like when they were here last time. Now, this is like the goddamn Super Bowl, and that's G-O-T, not G-O-D, for those that are keeping score. Tracy, this ain't no bullshit. This ain't no playing around. This is no whole bar taking no goddamn pool. This is balls to the goddamn wall. They going to get their ass. And listen, you know what? I love Matt, and I love Jeff. Those guys are some real dudes, and they real tough, and they talk a good game. But they're not grudge racers, man. They're just glorified class racers. They're not ready for prime time yet. When they get that pressure put on their motherfucking ass, all they're going to do is fold like a goddamn wet paper bag. That's what they're going to do. They're going to fold like a wet paper bag. And that's all it is, man. That's what they're going to do, man. Like I said, I love both of those dudes. But when it comes down to the – when they got to come on with the come on, they're going to fold like a wet paper bag. They're going to fold.
Well, we'll see Saturday. It won't be long now. We'll see Saturday, man. We wish everybody luck in their travel and their racing. And like I say, I see the guys who are going to be in Alabama at the benefit race. I'll see them guys this weekend. So with that said, Sharon, we're going to go to the next line and see who else.
Yeah.
What they got to say.
Okay, Tracy, you know, Phil, you're going to get to your topic in just a minute. I got Mr. Grudge Inc. himself, Jay Barnes. Your mic is open.
What up, Jay?
Atomic Dog, what's going on? Hey, listen, Atomic Dog, I promise you, man, I don't get a chance to hear your show, but boy, this is one hell of a show. I know Big Clog is pissed off. I know that Pro Stock Joe have learned a lot because this show is off the chain. Pro Stock, we got them on taking. Pro Stock been on there writing hard as hell, taking notes. This is a hell of a show. But let me tell you this. I want everybody to know that not only is Atomic Dog the promoter of the year of 2012, but he's also, he's the baddest convention. And I want everybody to understand that Tracy, Atomic Dog himself, told me this out of his own 39-year-old mouth, that he's the baddest conventional-headed top sportsman car in the country. And so I want to make sure that every time I want all the if you out there in the world, Atomic Dog said that he will take on any conventional-headed top sportsman car because he is, I think he also told me that he's single-carburetor. He's a single-carburetor, conventional-headed top sportsman car. I know y'all know the man with a 29-year-old mile wouldn't lie, and I want to let everybody know that he's taking on all challenges. Now, I got one other thing to say. They told me, they said that the one other thing, and I talked to Pro Stock Joe about this, and who would know other than Pro Stock Joe? Pro Stock Joe said, as you get older, one of the things that you lose is your sense of direction. Now, being that Postop is also old as hell, he told me that he has lost his sense of direction. And the last time I was in Texas, I stood behind the car as a comment dog with his single head, with his conventional head, top sportsman car pulled into the light. And as I'm anticipating him to go down the track, and damn, he didn't shoot it in reverse and shoot back to the water.
He still did.
So, folks, I told me that's the damn second thing, you know, that when you get them, that's the second thing to go. I don't know what the first thing is. I tell the dog, you have to let us know. But I can confirm that the second thing has happened because you did not know which way was up.
No, Jay, in Texas, all stand for racing in Texas.
Stand for
reverse.
Jay, you put up it, Jay.
But I tell you what, I know ain't nowhere in the world. It's impossible. Ain't nowhere in the world. I know a tummy dog. I want everybody to understand that a tummy dog with his 39-year-old mouth will not lie to me. He told me something, and I got to say it out loud. The only person that he said that he bowed down to in the promotion business, the only person, and a tummy dog with his 39-year-old mom told me this, is that he said,
Jay, I'm not going to let you tell that goddamn lie, because I don't want to say I tell to nobody. So what you're saying is
Batman, I'll tell you how it is, it's Batman. That's what we said it about out here.
Wait a minute.
Go ahead and go to the game on the pub. Get into it. So, hey, Cover Dog, hey, man, I know you're real age, but you know what? I'm going to feel it real. 5'5", but you don't look like a boy. And you come to your mind, you're about 21. And then you come to your mind, you're about 21. So, hey, man, you still solid. Happy birthday, bro. Much love for you, man. Much love.
Hey,
sir,
thank you, man.
Much
I
love
appreciate
for you, too.
Appreciate it.
Jeff, your mic is open. Jeff, your mic is open.
All right. Atomic Dog, how you doing this evening, Michelle? How y'all doing this evening?
Fine.
I'm doing all right, man. How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, man. You know, we out here in the Fort Lauderdale area out here, man. I wanted to come on, man, and I wish you a happy birthday, man. And, you know, I miss you many, many more, man. You know, and all of those smack talking they're doing, man, they ride here. They own you pretty bad, you know what I mean? But they actually, man, they want to get on your team, man. So that's why they own your job so hard, man. I just want to let you know that, man, in case you didn't peep that, man.
It's all good, man. It's all part of what goes with the game. You know, you got to take it all. You got to take it all in stride, man.
Like you told me, you got to have thick skin to get in this game. Pro Star Joe running here his mouth, man. That's all right, Pro Star Joe. You know what? I'm going to get on that bet, too. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, I want a double scoop on you, partner. You out there?
Oh, Pro Star dropped off. Sorry.
All right. Well, anyway, I want to say happy birthday, man. And, you know, man, I want to just acknowledge something, man. I want to just say, man, you know, Austin, Texas, man, and, you know, really appreciate, you know, what you have done. A person at your age, you know, as young as you are, you get out there and do what you do, man. It tells a lot, you know what I mean? And you got some of these guys just born yesterday. They don't have a clue what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, all you can do is try to put information out there, man, and hope some guys get it. Some guys don't. All in all, you're just trying to, you know, bring action, try to help folks out. And it's just one other thing, man. Some people understand and some people don't. But you just got to keep moving forward in your game if you love it and keep trying to do the best you can do. Even if your best ain't good enough, just keep on trying, bro.
Well, you're going to do the best you do it all the time, brother, because you put both feet in there trying to get down and get with it, man. Just want to wish you a happy birthday, man. Many more. Miss Sharon, you take care. Y'all have a good evening. I'm going to sit and enjoy the show. And I got a comment about that topic for this evening, boy.
Wait till we get to that topic, Jason. Hold on, wait till we get to it.
I'm going to back out here, but while we get on that topic, boy, I'm going to knock down one button off trying to get on, man.
Okay.
I'll talk to you in a minute, brother.
Okay. Next hand, Jay.
Okay, Tracy, I got one more person who wants to do an upcoming event. Gene, your mic is open.
Hey, Tracy, happy birthday.
Hey, thank you. Who is this?
It's Gene Northstar.
Oh, Gene, hey, how you doing, Gene? Go ahead, Gene. How you doing? What you got?
Not too much, man. Hey, I just want to call and let everybody know about the October 12th event that I got where it's Jekyll Racing Shadow. Oh, Phil and Stevie Fast coming down here to Texas finally. We got that happening October 12th. I've got about six or seven other cars that I'm working on right now, just waiting on a little bit of stuff for confirmation on those before we announce that. We also got that Texas King of the Hill, the end of the year race there at 2000 to win. We got an Outlaw 7-0 shootout. It's 2,000 to win. And we got a 450 Pro Mod motorcycle. It's 500 to win. But, anyways, man, I just want to tell you, appreciate it for all you do for the Grudge team, man, and helping everybody out. Like I said, have a good birthday and appreciate it.
Okay, man. Thank you, man. Appreciate it. Okay, Cheryl, anybody, anything else?
Okay. I'm going to open up Batman's mic. Batman, if you've got a birthday wish, then go ahead. But right now, I don't need you and Jay going at it, okay? Batman, your mic is open.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah,
we can hear you.
Right. Who's going at it? I don't have to throw it on anybody, Jay. What are you talking about? I'm all right. I'm just firing, baby.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, we ain't going at it. Man, listen. This is what I want to say. Let me get this straight for one thing, okay? I wish Trey happy birthday, and I hope you have many more. But once again, let me get all this stuff cleared up for Dallas, Texas, okay? All right. From the top, some of them had a pretty decent race. This past weekend, we had a lot of good races, like I said. Even though the fight did come on, We still have a lot of good girls racing. One thing I can say about Dallas, Texas, if anybody at any given time want to do some racing, we're doing it here in Dallas, Texas, in the DFW, believe me. Because, like I said, we had over at least, I know, at least 15 events this year and still got more coming. And I guarantee you what, it did go where I thought it was planned to go. Everybody had a good time this year, and it's not over. Just like I said, once again, it is not over. We still got plenty more going to DFW. So if y'all, all the other states are bored, if y'all are tired, if y'all don't have nothing to do, if y'all rain out, trust me, you can always come to Dallas, Texas, because I guarantee you that we have about four tracks around here that stays open every weekend. As long as it's not raining, we barely get rain down here, you know. So I guarantee you what, I am so glad that I'm in one of the best areas for racing. Also, once again, I say this again, we got another upcoming event coming up at North Star at NSB. Like I said, Gene is hosting. I'm helping Gene try to put the all the girls fit together. We're going to try to make this one a big event. Like you said, he got the shadow come down, running the vehicle. Also, we got more girls race coming on. And guess what, racers? We do got some girls money. We want to give away this as well. So if you want to get locked up and locked in, like I said, get in contact with Gene or get in contact with me, Batman, because we're making it happen. And this is what I'm doing for Dallas, Texas from right on out. There's no more fighting, no more feuding, no more none of that. All we're doing is making it big in Dallas, Texas. And once again, Tracy, happy birthday, baby.
Thank you, man. Oh, okay, Shannon, who we got next? Well, I got to talk about one, and I'm going to talk about two. I got one, as you know, for a lot of local guys around here, man. We got a lot of things going on right down here. October the 19th, happened in Temple, Little River. Hey, my background is where our roots started. We got some guys, those small ties, coming down here, man, that, you know, want to try to go at it. So, man, we looking at a lot of people getting up and getting fired up about that. So, October the 19th, man, right down at this little small track called Little River, we're going to let them guys go get it on. We got a all truck shootout going on, and we got an all 28 shootout going on with a 580 and a 660 index going. So, hey, man, this is club of home, folks, where I started in the roots. Guys want to see something, have some girls racing down there. So October the 19th, it's going to be going down. Actually, we got that man going to be on the mic down there. We got DJ Madhouse and going to come out and do his thing, what he do, and hopefully get Jay Shaper down there, too, to try to shoot some of this stuff. So this is for some of the guys in this area, man. Some of you guys might not know, might never seen before. There's some small for the folks down here, man, that's going to be big for them. Those folks all can make it. And the ones who got some cars that can travel, we got, like I said, I hate that it happened this way, but October 19th, man, make a national drag race. Cold Killer got another race going on out there, and we know that's going to be a great race. Got girls racing all over the country going to make that race. So, man, you know, wherever you decide to go, man, try to support where you can, man, because there's going to be some good races going on in October and throughout the rest of the year that's coming up, man. So I just want to put that out there, and then we can, if that's it, Sharon, nobody else got anything to say about upcoming races, I want to go into the nice topic. Anybody else got anything about upcoming race before I go into the nice topic?
I think that's good, and I think you can go into your topic. What I'm going to do, though, I had Tony Thorne was on earlier, and he dropped off. While you're going into your topic, I'm going to go ahead and try to get Tony Thorne back on. He's looking for Birdman.
Okay, go ahead and get Tony on. But what I'm going to do, and tell me, man, this came to me. As I'm always fishing, I always put it out there. God, if you got a topic, something you want to bring up, something you want to talk about, let me know, man. We try to keep it positive. It's unrelated to Brewers. Something relates to racing, what we can do to try to make racing better. And the nice topic, man, the conversation come up to me, and as you heard Summer earlier say, you know, what is it? And the topic is, why do some grudge racers rush to get their cars together at for an event? But then you get to the track, and all they do is make single passes. Man, what's up with that? Are they grudge cars or are they show cars? I mean, you know, hey, people want to know, man. You know, folks feel like they got to go shake the bushes just to make some action, try to get people to race. You know, they, like Summer said, they had a race, and one person come to my mind that I heard about was, hey, Kenny Duke was trying to jump down on everybody at the track, and I think he ended up taking on Heavy D, And I think Heavy D ended up winning that match, but he said, hey, sometimes you got to jump on Easy D. Okay, you heard about that. So he was just saying he was Slack trying to get raped all weekend. Go ahead.
Yeah, Slack know his name. Easy D.
Okay. Easy D, yeah. So, hey, but what's the deal with that, man? Who put that out there tonight, man? Is this growing racist? People rushing, trying to get these engine builders and these chassis builders, get these cars together, then they get to the track, and all they want to do is run down the track by themselves. What's wrong with trying to call somebody to the lane and make some action, man? Are they race cars? Are they show cars? And people got to beat the bushes to try to get people out there to race. We're going to put that out there, man, and see what the growers world want to say. How can we do something? How can we stir something up? How can we try to make some action at some of these events more and more?
I can answer for you, Trey. Let me start off.
Go ahead.
Let me start off with it. I believe a lot of these guys really want to race, man. I mean, it's a lot of scenarios you have to look at. I mean, like, even with me, you know, man, I'm not going to lie to you. Man, my car been giving me the blues. Believe me, have. Because, man, I promise you, man, every event, I guarantee you, everything's yours. Man, I've been working hard trying to make it happen, man. And I guarantee you, that car will act fine, man, at the shops. Man, I get to the track, man, that thing will act a fool, man. And it's kind of disappointing because you put in so many hours. I'm talking about, I just stayed on my shop overnight working on this car. And, you know, that's one of the scenarios. There were a lot of these guys, man, you know, the cars, you know, they kind of get rushed. Don't get me wrong, because they really want to make the event, you know what I'm saying? And when they get there, something that happens that they can't, you know, control, you know what I'm saying? So they're... Therefore, it becomes a show car, because mine of them became a show car a couple of times, you know what I'm saying? And I ain't, you know, like I tell people, I do fair play. I tell people all the time, if you ain't racing your cars, you got a car show going on that night. And that's the way I always put it. And like I said, include me. If I ain't racing mine, it's a car show for that night, because it ain't getting no action. But once again, like I said, I really believe a lot of these guys are kind of scared to lose, man. And it always been like that, you know. I don't know why back in the day when, you know, when we was running or we doing a lot of things back in the day, Tracy, you know, it's either win or loss, you know, you come back and try it again. Now it's like, you know, these guys, if they lose, it's kind of like it really hurts them, you know. And I think they're afraid to get back up there, you know. But my thing, like I tell people all the time, is how can you ever win if you don't try?
Well, I understand that, man. You know, I kind of had some hard luck with myself. A couple of races, I locked in, I believe, three races. This year, three races. I ain't got nail on them off yet. So, you know, shit happens, man. Sometimes, you know, go to other man break. Sometimes a man might not show up. Sometimes you break. It just be one of them deals for me. So I'm still yet to get my first race. But, hey, I'm going to keep on trying. It ain't going to be as much as I like to, because I can't afford to, but I get in where I fit in. But every time I try to fit in, something always happens. If it didn't happen to me, it happened to the other car. So, hey, you know, but some of these guys, it's a different story. Some of these guys be at the track time and time again, and no racing. So we just kind of throwing this out here just to try to stir something up, man, with this Brewers racing. So, hey, Sharon, I think you guys know somebody else you've been trying to get on, so we're going to let see what happens. Let them say, but push one more guy if you want to comment on a nice topic about why these races coming to the track, making single passes, and nobody going down on nobody. You got to beat the bushes. But Sharon, let's see what we got right here.
Oh, okay. I got Birdman. Let me get Tony Thorne again. I just lost him. Hold on, Birdman. Let me get him back.
I just seen Tony's hand up there. Okay. We might have somebody trying to make some action.
Yeah, I just called Tony, and I just lost him. Let me get him right back. Give me just a second.
Okay, well, just hold on. We're going to go to another hand. We got somebody else. Somebody want to comment. Let me watch you trying to get him. Let me open the mic and see what they got to say about this. 713-8613.
Bush now, what you got? What's up, Tom? Happy birthday, mate.
What's going on? Thank you, man. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. Hey, on your October race, the 19th, hey, on that 28 shootout, on your October 19th race, that's a 28 race like no W's, right?
It's a 28 race, man. I mean, it's just something for a guy on 28, man. Personally, I don't care what they come in. If they're on 28th, man, they're trying to make a race. This guy down here, on this year, you know, some of these guys got Dan all off into that, you know what I mean? So it's just a 28 race. So if guy have a W, I don't have a W, I, you know, it's just a 28 race. We ain't specified no W, none of that.
Oh, okay, yeah, because I want the grills with them bars, you know, so, I mean, I just want to make sure. I got another race coming up in about 2 weeks at HMP. I got to get my car ready for that, and I know I'm going to your show, and that's about it, man. Other than that, I went to the little bracket race just Saturday. I was invited to the bracket race just Saturday. I kind of went out there to Evendale, see a little bracket race out there. But other than that, ain't nothing else been going on, man.
Yeah. Well, we just going to do something, man, so I'm not going to specify 28W this or that. It's, you know, it's just something for this area, man, to try to make some action, get these guys down here and the fans down here something to see different than what the game saw. So if you got a 28, whatever it is, you bring it, it's a race. Just like the same thing about the trucks. These guys just want to go down and have some fun, shoot at a little money we're putting up, man, and, hey, as long as it's not a chassis truck, it's in. So. What do you think about this topic, man? What do you got on the nice topic? What's your comment about it? Guys going to the track, man, and making single passing, but they rush these chassis builders and rush these engine builders to get these cars together, but they go to the track and they just run down the track. What do you think about that?
Oh, man, I don't even know how to comment on that or what even start on that atomic. I mean, I know sometimes, you know, they get them cars together, you know, and a lot of them be chasing for them numbers, man. My thing is a lot of times, I'm kind of, if you can go to A to B, man, you're ready to grill it, you know what I mean? So if that bitch go from A to B, you know, you can grill somebody that night. But chasing them numbers, I ain't big about chasing numbers. I call it chasing numbers when they did such a 60-footer, they did such a 330, you know, they did an ET, they did a mile an hour. That's what I mean by chasing numbers. I don't chase numbers, Atomic, so, you know, it just depends whatever them guys got on. My thing is if I can make it from A to B, I'm going to grill.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right, then. Well, I think we got Tony Thorne and Birdman on. I think Tony has something for Birdman. So, Tony Thorne, your mic is open, and Birdman's on there. You got something for him? How you doing?
Happy birthday, Tom and Dog.
Hey, thank you, man.
Birdman.
Yeah.
What's the problem, man? You're paying chili and cheese out there. You need to get more of your back order to fix that car for y'all. What? We got the three baddest back half cars in the world going to be a dent. What's the problem?
I'm having family problems. It ain't none of anybody's business but mine.
Well, that's all we need to hear.
Yeah, I done told Jamie if he wants to take it and go, he can. Major family issues and...
You got to take care of family problems first. I didn't know that. That's why I'm calling and asking you, the car owner.
Yeah. Like I said, I've been married 28 years, and I want to save it, and things ain't looking good at home, and I'm taking care of my business right now.
Well, Jake is more
than welcome to take the car if he wants to. That's up to the crew. I done told them they can. Not scared to race anybody. Y'all know that. I think I've proven that, but I just have some issues I have to take care of at home right now. But if my crew wants to go, they can load up and they can go. But I ain't scared of race nobody.
So we just want to know what was going on, and you just told us so. That's all we need to know.
Yeah. Well, I told Tracy and everybody kind of what was going on. I just didn't want to go public, but now it's public. There you go. I'll be back as soon as I can. But the car is running. I mean, they can take the car if they want.
Yeah. Well, right, man, sorry to hear that. You need to take care of your family problems before racing. I'm a firm man in that.
I'm not going away. I just had to step back for a little bit and take care of some issues. But as soon as I get that put away, I'll be back with a vengeance. Believe that.
Okay, sir, man.
Hey, Tony, since you don't have Tony, give your take on the topic. And, you know, why grow some grill races, go to the track, make single passes, they rush these engine builders and chassis builders, get their cars ready, but they get there and no goals. He even got to beat the bushes just to try to get them out of there. What's your thought on that?
There's a lot of that going on nowadays. I don't know if it's a money problem or if they overloaded their mouth or what the problem is. I mean, grudge racing is grudge racing. If you can get point A and point B, like the guy said a while ago, you should be ready to race. And, you know, it's just like Byron said, he's having a million problems with his car. But, you know, yeah, he's, He's got a lot of problem with it, and clutch is slow, too. He's got to tell you that. And I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of people out there that want the grudge race. I don't know if it's the, how high the bets are, or the bets ain't high enough, or they got family problems, or what's going on. Last weekend at Crandall, they had quite a few good races out there. They did. I'll give them credit for that. I did see quite a few good races that happened last weekend. That's the most races I've seen this year. Grudge racing. And there's some people coming out there that's getting ready. You know, the Texas Beast is getting ready. The Kenny Duke out there, he's wanting somebody to give him something. And everybody knows basically how fast he is. He's been running for me for years, and I guess he's just going to keep running. And Easy D's got his car running good. He's running real good. I don't know. I don't know why people are hiding in the bushes. I don't. Maybe a money problem.
Yeah, we just trying to throw it out there and see if some of these people want to comment or some folks got some names they want to call out to people. They might want to try to shake out these bushes or something like that. So, hey, we open it up and give them first a chance to talk and see what they want to do. So, who knows? You mentioned Ken Duke name, so you say Ken Duke is staying in the bushes when he comes to you, huh?
Kenny Duke staying in the bushes when it comes to me. I also think he put 28-inch tall tires on that car to really hide it from me.
Oh, so you think he wants the 28 to duck you?
Yep.
Sonny, Tony,
yep.
You can't say that, man.
Why can't I?
You not telling me it can't be with the car to get away from you?
Hey, Tony just done came on here and kind of insulted the kid. Can't do push the one button. We got you. I can't let Tony just get away and come on here and make a bold statement. Let, you know, not let him from the horse's mouth. Can't do, but he ain't shy about words or talking. So if we get Can't do on the phone, think we kind of stir up something up. You know, can't say he beat the bushes all weekend. Sound like Tony come over here beating his bush. Can't do, get on here and push the one button. Anybody on there? Get Kenny on the phone, Sheriff. Can you get Kenny on the phone and
I'll try to get Kenny on.
So, Tony, so you think he went to the 28th to stay away from you?
I think he went to the 28th to stay away from me and a few other people out here. There ain't nobody down here running 28.
So you
think
nobody running
28,
so you wonder why he put them on?
Yeah, I wonder why he put them on. He put them on, I guess, to run Primetime. Primetime doesn't go home.
Doesn't go home.
I'm
about to call you around this way. Easy D, what Easy D got? How you
sitting?
What he
sitting
on?
Easy D on some big old tires.
Well, he stepped up to the plate and ran Easy D, didn't he?
Well, yeah, he got the back tire and 28-inch tires. He needs to put his 29 back on and get beside Easy D. He needs to put his 29 on and get back beside me. Batman, you need to put any size tires that you can get on your car and get beside the wheel, because you've been running, dodging, and hiding from the wheel for 2 years now. So you're so far underneath them bushes, you can't even shake the top of it.
You know what? I tell you this, I know what's wrong. I want
you to
be
on the mic, man. Believe me, you don't know what's wrong with your car because it does the same thing every time.
Ain't gonna be on the mic. You best believe it yourself. Me and you don't do it head to head. I'm gonna line up too. I'm gonna go lock it up. We're gonna do it on the 12th. We're gonna do it in Austin on the 12th.
You're gonna lock 250. You're gonna lock 250 on 500 or better on the 12th?
I already told you what we're gonna do. Yes, sir. I already told you what we're gonna do.
You already know what you're gonna do.
Me and William talked today.
Willie's sitting right here beside me.
Hey, watch that 250 there, man. Watch that 250 there.
We ain't locking nothing in. Not yet. That old Tony Thorne, he's slick. You gotta watch his ass. I know who not to fuck with. I ain't dummy.
Hey, you mean to tell me Tony Thorne, you got 29s on, you got everybody down this way with 29s on, they're scared of you?
Nobody down here on 29 to run my black car. Had Tony Bynes with him run the motherfucker last time he was here.
He's fast.
You got
some
guys in Houston got the
29
on their cars. They won't run you.
That motherfucker left up playing. You hear Ewan drop up there in Houston.
I tell you what you do, Tony Thorne. I tell you this right now. You put a 28 on your car, I'll put the 29 on your car. And I'll race you. That'll make it even.
I don't even know if I want to do that much testing. So I'm going to tell you no.
Okay, well, that's the only way I can mess with you. I'm just being honest. But
I will take the wheelie bars off of it.
And try me with no wheelie bars? Let me put some thought into that, because I don't know. I don't know if I can still mess with you. You're pretty fast. I know you are. I ain't no dummy. I ain't hit the wheelie bars yet
anyway.
Oh, bullshit. I seen you on the wheelie bar. You crazy as hell. I'll call you a liar. I call bullshit on that. I seen you riding them at fucking Denton. Look like a damn.
I don't know if it hit them or not.
Yeah. Well, I know it did because I was watching.
But I can take them off.
All right. Well, we might try something. I don't know. I've got to go check my truck out. I think I messed it up when I slammed it down. I got to get it on the trailer and look at it. I ain't even done that yet.
You slammed it down pretty hard.
Yeah, I don't know. It may be all right. I just felt something going on with the steering. But, you know, I thought easy would be a little softer. It ain't no big deal. Hell, I can have that done in a day.
Hey, Tony, it's a new car just came out. If I ain't mistaken, I saw 29s. It's a new car, you know. Oh, Atticat, him guy, he got his old car out there. If I ain't mistaken, he had 29s on that car. I know Atticat ain't ducking you.
29 W's.
I don't know if it was a W. You have to ask him. It looked like it had 29s on it, but that looked like a new car that came out with 29s. I know 2-3 weeks ago he was talking about it. You know, so you right now you beating on your chest with the 29 like nobody else is down on the running. But we got to move to the next biggest city with 29. I know some guys in Houston got 29s too.
Well, you know where I'm at. I'll run anybody that's got 29W tires, got a back half car.
I don't think there's nobody in Houston can beat Tony. They won't even lie to you. You see, somebody just over there at a cat,
I told Alley Cat his mic is open.
He got to go on the East Coast then.
I think I'm going to Macon County.
Oh, well, you go ahead and get all that shit where they all waiting over there.
Atticat, you on there?
Yeah, what's up?
Tony said ain't nobody in 29 here in Texas can mess with him. And I know, I thought I saw 29 on your new car, and I Tony beating on his chest like, oh, ain't nobody in Dallas in touch with him, and they won't say nothing. Kenny Duke must be the next bad thing down there. Kenny said he ain't ready for him yet. And I said, hell, well, somebody in Houston got one. Ain't you got 29?
No, I don't have 29. I'm a grudge racer, and I already talked to Tony. I'm going to run his Mustang, and I'll run Kenny Duke, too.
Also,
you know, them tie sizes and all of that crap, man. I'm a grudge racer. Run what you brung. Hope like hell you brung enough. How about that?
Well, that sounds good.
I built what I like, and it is what it is.
Jeez.
I ain't afraid to tell a man I can't get that if he's bigger than me. Well, shit. I run Tony Mustang. I don't have a problem with that. Shit, I run both his cars. Is he on his phone?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm on
it. It's Alley Cat, Tony. What's up? We already talked about it, remember?
Yeah, we talked about it. I paid you punk out of mine. I didn't make it down there last time.
No. I'm talking about a whole nother race. When you get your Mustang back up and running, holler at me. Holler at me when you get your car running. I'm ready. I want to do something.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah. Anybody else want to do something on this phone? Hello? Oh, okay, then. Well, y'all have a nice night. I'm going back on mute.
Hold on. A couple of hands went up when you said that. I don't have it.
832-3593. Your mic is open. Yes. Tony Thorne, you hold that thought down there in Dallas. We got something down here on 29. Going to be looking at you in about a month.
Down where?
No ball.
Where?
Excuse
me?
Good deal.
Yeah. What up, man? Tony was kind of scared everybody on the 29 out there. I was telling him to be still. I know he was telling me 29 and anybody else was out there that was running. So you done told him, give him a little while. You're going to be looking at him soon. Well, you got his number. I know he on there listening. We're going to be getting him a call. We ain't going to go back and forth. We're going to give him a call for sure on the 29.
Tony, he's out listening.
I'm listening.
Tony, we're going to give you a call. We're doing a little testing. Get lined up. We're going to give you a call.
That sounds great.
It'll be real shortly.
I know.
Is that a nitrous car or a turbo car?
Hey, Batman, you ask a lot of questions. We nitrous. You want to get in that lane, too?
If it's a nitrous car, I'm
going to
bet with
them. Hey, I don't care what you bet. I will nitrous, too. You can put your car in the staging lane, too.
Batman, I want to go with that man on that 29 new car.
Okay.
How much you got, Batman? What'd you say?
I'm going to get your car real shortly. You make sure you have your money ready, Batman. Did you hear what I said? If it's a nitrous car, you ain't got to worry about it. We're coming in your back, Blake.
Okay. Y'all can't come down to Dallas and run nothing.
What'd you say?
Come down to Dallas.
I don't know. Anything is possible, you know.
It's a killer. We're
sitting
in a killer down there.
Yeah. Well, hey, we know how to take a drink and then let water run through it, don't you?
The truth be told, in between Dallas and Florida, Batman, you can take that to the bay. Hey, Batman, you got your shit running too? It'll be running. We'd like to deal with you first. No, we're a killer, Batman. I don't even fuck with Batman. I'm going to let y'all have Tony first. What'd you say, Batman? Hey, like I told y'all, the truth is, the fastest cars in Dallas anyway.
The fastest cars in Dallas, Texas, in between here and Houston. Well, we come to see them 29. That's what we talking about, though. Come on down with it.
You get ready to run. Pick up the phone and call me.
I'm sure gonna call you.
I just like your race.
What'd you say?
I said if you got a back half car, we're gonna race.
Back half 29, just like you.
Yep.
All right. Wait, Leon, your mic is open.
Hold on.
Hey, you said it's got to be a back half on some 29?
Yeah.
Oh. You going to be in Montgomery this weekend?
Nah, we won't be down there.
Nah?
Nah, we're not going to be down there.
Oh, okay.
Who is it?
Leon. What? Leon.
What's happening, man?
Hey, Funky Town, what's up? Oh, yeah, you didn't call me back. Yeah, I was trying to get back on the show, but I got on.
Oh, you back on it? Oh, okay. Well, shit, I just hooked you back up. Oh, you was already on it?
Yeah, I called back. I got on.
Yeah, that dude was talking about he won't try you, too. I don't know if you heard it.
Somebody wants to try you. Bushnell wants to try me. I heard. Oh, okay. Let me get on the show. Okay. Yeah, go ahead. It's me. I'm in the queue. Funky Tank, your mic is open.
Tracy, he must have been on somebody else's phone, and I guess I don't know.
The guy was talking about the 28th time at Bushnell. Your mic is open. Go ahead on.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. We was talking about it, me and Funky Town. We didn't know he was on live there. We was talking about the Temple race. Your race on October 19th, Bushnell wants to race the Duke. And I was wondering, was Tony talking about trying to do something at Temple with his brother car on the, you know, my love on 29th? I didn't know if he was, which race he was wanting to try to do that at.
Tony's gonna be there.
Yeah, well, I know. I'm trying to figure out, you know, Bushnell won't lock nothing in, but he's going to be there. But I know Tony will race, and so we want to put on a show. So if we can lock in with somebody, I need to know how to come. You know, do I need to come with 29th? Do I need to come with 28th? I'm just trying to figure out who's serious.
Are you trying to lock Bushnell in, or are you trying to lock Tony in? Which one?
Well, that's what I'm asking. Bushnell had said something about racing, and I got the white man wanting to race, and he's on 29th, and Tony might want to race on 29th. Bushnell's on 28th. So, you know, if Tony wants to race on 29th, he wants to lock something in, I'll put 29th on it. We'll come down there and we'll do it.
Get Tony back on the phone. He kind of dropped off, man. And we'll see how you want to come.
Just a minute. Give me a second. I'll get him back.
Is Bushnell
been on here tonight?
Yeah, Bushnell.
I just wondered if you want to lock it in or, you know, I'm just, whoever locks it in is who I'm going to come prepared for.
I'm going to go out and just run that shootout, man, and see what I can do to show them buildings over that, man. So we'll get a chance to bump them. So, I mean, we ain't gonna grill until I get my car a little bit better than what it is. But I'll be out there to shoot that, though, for sure.
Yeah, that's no problem. I wanted to come prepared for both.
I don't want to handicap you until you to be sitting like me on True 28, because, you know, I'm on True 28. But, I mean, I'm just going to get in the shootout, you know, see what I can do with that.
Okay. Well, no problem. Hell, that ain't no big deal. I understand that. And that's why I say if Tony wants to race on 29s, I'll come on 29s. And I'll let you race. I mean, I won't race the 28th class, and I'll, you know, have a locked-in race with him and race the truck class. So, you know, I'm just trying to figure out how I need to come.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, we're trying to get Tony back right now, so we can probably get your house on that deal.
That'll work. I'll go on mute. Y'all get back on there.
Kenny.
Yo.
What's up?
You want to bring your brother's car to Temple and do that race down there?
I don't know. I have to find out what's going on that day. You know, he raced that high, old shit.
Yeah, well, that's fine. I'm just asking because, like I said, I mean, we can do it any time. We're in the same neighborhood. I'm just, you know, wondering if you were going down there, we could do it down there and put it on the 19th and lock it in. But it's fine. Whenever we can call each other.
Yeah, I'll let you know because I know he's fishing tournament this weekend. And then he'll be at Redline Saturday night, and then he'll go back to the tournament. I have to get back with you on that.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, that way, I'll get off here. We'll hook up on the phone.
Okay.
Right. That's all I want to add. All right, buddy.
All right, bye.
Okay, Sharon, let me go to the line and see what other callers got their hands up and see if they got anything to say about the topic or what they want to discuss.
Big D, your mic is open. Big D, your mic is open.
Did I push the one button, Sammy?
Yeah, you pushed the one button.
Ain't nothing on my mind. My car not even running, man. I can't do no talking.
Hey, is Batman on the line?
Yeah,
Batman
on the line.
Hey, Batman.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got my money on Jermaine when we come look for Tony Dawn, okay? It's Bull Rob.
Okay.
You know who I am? You know who I am, huh?
Who is this?
It's Bull Rob.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man, you been gambling. Let's go. Yeah,
I'm the one that was sitting there when you outran that man on feet. And you gave him my
shirt.
I'm gonna put my money on my boy Jermaine, because y'all ain't gonna wanna see him when he come out, okay? Tony Dawn ain't got no chance, man.
You know one thing about it, Tony already done. Y'all trying to get to where he is.
Man, well look here. Hey, Jermaine gonna get there. He gonna stay there. You heard me?
Well, you listen. Well, all you gotta do, you know, we always gamble. Let me know. You know how well it is good. Just tell me what you wanna do, and then we gonna do it. You know that?
That's what I'm talking about. I know how to reach you, brother. When he gets through testing that car, we coming down there. You heard me?
Well, y'all come on down. Just, you know, there's one thing about it. You know, Dallas versus Houston, we always did that. You know, me and Ashley always did that. So. Yeah, you know, we change that shit back up. You know that.
All right, hey, Tommy Dog, happy birthday, brother. Keep it going.
All right, man, appreciate it, man. Okay, Sarah, we'll go to the next call. Hey, Atomic Dog,
great
is
talk.
Is White Man on here?
Go ahead.
Who is that?
It's Kenny.
What's Kenny?
Is the White Man been on tonight?
The White Man, hello?
We've been going back and forth on the phone. I thought we might see if he's ready. He said he had a couple more test hits. I was going to see if he was feeling confident enough to get up beside that old love truck.
I talked to him the other day. It's his brother now. I talked to him the other day. He said something about he kind of little that Tip. I said, man, ain't nothing wrong with Tip, man. Shit, they run pro miles down that goddamn track, man. They got the motherfucking 14 car run down that track, man. I told him, by the way, you went your fast lap time down there, man. So ain't nothing wrong with that track, man. So I don't know what that was all about.
Yeah. I think I got him a little scared. But, you know, hell, ain't nothing wrong with that. He's scared.
So I don't know, man.
Hey, Tony Thorpe got me scared. There ain't nothing wrong with it.
Yeah, I ain't.
Yeah,
so he was all about the track deal and all that shit. I was like, man, I ain't trying to hear that shit, man. I'm going to run that mother bitch down on them good-ass 28s. So I'm going to get on that motherfucker. So it can't be no worse than my shit. You know, I'm on a little spot out there.
I hear you. Go. Ain't no need me taking no unnecessary asshole. I done took one this weekend. I'm still a little sore from that one.
All right, Dylan, we'll go to the next call. See what you got to say, Sarah. Go ahead.
Doug, your mic is open.
Happy birthday, Tommy Dog. Another year in doing the show, and you've been doing really good. I'm just out here in the dreary weather. I saw Jeff running down the highway earlier today. I don't know if he saw me. I was coming up the road, but... Yeah, you tell some of them old fellas that be talking about getting old up there, they tell them they better hope they get to be that age and still be able to raise their hot dog.
That's right, man. That's right. You know, I've been around a long time, man, a long time. So I ain't been going to work just yet.
That's right. You don't get old being no fool. That's that old saying.
I hear. That's right about that, you know. One thing about getting this age, see, I can tell folks,
I hear the kid that you want a lot younger and you can't tell me what it's like, or ain't got it yet, so, you know. Yeah, that's right.
Ain't no fool like old fool. All right, man. All right, we're going to go to the next call, see what they got to say, man.
Okay, then.
Tinker,
your mic is open.
I wouldn't stop getting the cue. I don't know what happened.
What's up,
Chuck? We're going to teach you how to work your phone.
I need some help.
Ragtop is open.
Yeah, Ragtop, your mic is open.
Hey, how are you doing, Miss Sharon? Are you there?
Yeah, we can hear you. Go ahead.
Okay,
how are you doing, Miss Sharon?
Hey, happy birthday, Rami Dog.
Hey, thank you, man.
Hey, I just was wanting to make a comment on your tonight topic about, you know, show cards and like that. You know, time and time again, you know, when I go to a lot of these grudge races, man, I see dudes there, you know, and I always ask them, I said, man, you know, and I try to get at some of them, and I'm like, you know, you had a grudge race. And hey, well, you know, I got to shake my car down. But my thing is, man, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready, man. You know, you shouldn't come to a grudge race after knowing, you know, 2-3 months ahead of time and then got to shake your car down and then, you know, start making excuses, you know, why you can't engage. You know, you can't run somebody, man. And I do believe that we got a lot of show cars, man. I think some of them show cars, they make a shake down and then they drive it to the pit and they have their car sitting in the pit for people to walk around and look at their car. They're scared to engage, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm not gonna put nobody in the hot seat, you know, but we do got a lot of bullies out there too. You know what I'm saying? A lot of bullies with rat motors that want to pick on small blocks, but as soon as a rat motor try to get at him, they go to backpedaling. You know what I'm saying? It's a sad thing, man, you know, but it is what it is, man. And like, you know, like it's tonight's topic, man, we do got a bunch of show callers out there, you know, about a lot of people talking about they want to do something and never do it.
I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Hey,
Batman, whenever I call, man, I'm not talking to you, brother. You know, if I got something to say to you, bro, I'm gonna call you on your phone, man. You know, I'm gonna direct my comments straight towards you. You know what I'm saying? I'm making the comments towards that.
Hey,
me, Tyler,
my
Cass,
right
topic.
Yo,
the
way my car, man, you could have been with me, man. I ain't even lie to you. You
that's
just
why you're scared of me, man. Of course I could have. That's why you've been backpedaling. I know that.
You just can't. You could have been with my car, man.
That's water underneath the bridge, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because you saying your car ain't ready, and I don't even want to talk to somebody that their car ain't ready.
I'm gonna tell you how bad I want you, Ragtop. My car
got
to be ready.
That
thing be banging and popping. I'm gonna race you anyway. If I ever see you at the track with your car, if the thing banging and popping to run out of fuel, whatever, I'm gonna race you.
Of course you would. You got a rat motor. You got a rat motor with big tires in the back half car. Of course you would, man. I would too.
Hey, guess what? I got 29 on them now.
Oh, now you ready. Somebody just got on there and asked you if you was ready, and you went to back pen, and now you ready. You see what I'm saying?
No, you know what I said. If I see you at the track of the car, it can be banging, popping, whatever. I'm going to race you.
Okay.
Hey, you
try to get at me with that little Vega that you got. What's going on with that? Can we do something on Alex that race?
You told me you had to shut your car down.
And after you shut your car down, you walk right by me. I was in the stage lane. You walk right by me.
The first thing you did, you looked at the side.
Hey, Batman, that was then. We're talking about now. What you want to do with that Vega?
Oh, now you ain't scared now, huh? Nick! Boy, you something else, boy. You don't like to mess with you, man. You funny, man.
Oh, so you going to go to backpedaling again? I just asked you what you want to do with that Vega.
I just put $20 on my car. You said you had to put $20, right?
Oh, okay. Now your car ready again, huh? Hey, Batman, hey, I just called, like I said, man, I just wanted to call in to make a comment on Atomic Dog's topic, man, and that's about it. I don't even want to engage
with
you, Batman.
I just
missed
you. I missed you at the top. You know, you cool with me, but you know what?
Okay, right. We're going to listen to you.
Hey, man, we peoples, man. I'm not tripping. We peoples, man. We family. I'm not tripping. I don't trip. You can't get underneath my skin. It's too thick, bro.
All right. Hey, we got more hands up. So, hey, Sharon, let's go live and see what the next half, see what they got to say.
512-1919. Kenneth, your mic is open.
Hey, Jason.
What up, girl?
Go ahead.
Hey, happy birthday to you, brother.
Hey, thank you, man. Thank you. How's it going?
All right, man, you got somebody you want to call out for the 19th, man? What you got? What's on your mind? You a hometown boy? That's gonna be your background. I know that's your backyard, so I know it's somebody you might want to try, you know what I mean? So what you think? I think I'm gonna look at a couple of them, but you know, I heard, uh, what? Something right, I'm saying we just had 10 box down that track. Hey, can you kind of break it up? You're not coming through clear. Say it again. You're not by the computer. Like I said again, you broke up. No, I'm in the backyard. I just heard a bunch on the phone, on the net just now, and he's so true. That track, man, we just had 10 fives this weekend, and they put it down, man. That's the story. When oh, not only one of the best, man.
Oh, you got 10 fives down there all the time. They got 2 10 fives. They come to the race down there all the time. You know, you got cars down there running 440s down there on that track. So you got a small car, and you had no problem getting down there. So, you know,
no
so,
problem.
Right. Yeah.
And furthermore, Tracy, is Batman still on there?
Yeah, Batman on you.
Hey, Batman, is your car running?
Yeah, listen. I got all pressure. Trust me, I do. And this is giving me problems.
Hey, will you be able to bring your car?
If you don't, surrounded with prices.
Oh, so you can bring your car to the car show. Well, guess what? I'm going to bring the car show to sit beside yours to have a car show, and that way we can't compete with yours.
Well, you know, mine got a mile of his own. Mine got a mile of his own. I see that now. You know, I'm starting to call it can't get right.
Oh, yeah, well, if it needs some medicine, let me know, because if, when it comes to Little River, we're going to haul it back for you.
Big Sleepy, wait a minute. What kind of car is it? One kit, man. What kind of car you got? One kit, man. What kind of car you got? One kit. This Chevelle back here. Wait a minute, who's
there
in the background talking?
It's on your end.
Somebody co-signing for you. Who is that?
Hey, that's you talking.
You talk so much.
You trying to get out of
what
this?
What kind of car you got? What kind of car you got?
Have you, hey, man, you had nothing if your map moving.
I don't want to know what kind of car you got, because right now you got a ghost car to me, because I ain't never seen it.
You go again, your mouth moving. You can't hear nothing with it. Nothing, listen. It's your face.
What's your face?
Can you tell it now? Mute his mic while he can hear me.
Man, hey, somebody got the noise going. He said he got a Chevelle, Batman.
He got a Chevelle.
Man, he got that.
You got a big ass Chevelle?
Yeah.
Okay, you got one kit?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look at you.
You see how I did that? I hushed while you was talking?
Yeah, I'm going to look at you. Listen, I ain't going to let you call me out of no Chevelle.
It's not that hard.
If I'm down there, you make sure you come look at me. Come on, then.
Oh, man, you sound like you got all kind of excuses. You's over there picking on that other. side of your neck and shit. Here I am. I'm trying to get in right now. What you want? What's up?
I just told you, if God said inside of my beat out, like I said, it's coming on at me. We'll probably make something happen.
Why you didn't tell Rex about that? Why you didn't tell him that?
He's scared of me. I know he's scared of me, but I'm talking about you.
God damn it, you're going to be scared of me, too.
Well, I'm going to find out. As long as you got no chance to call, I might just don't get that chance.
That's what I want you to do. I want you to bring that motherfucker. I don't want to scare you into nothing.
What time is it going to be, man? In front row seat.
You're going to get action at something.
Hey, Batman, if you're on 28, we can lock it in right now, Batman. I'm listening to what you're saying, man. Let's lock it in, man. Let's lock it in, man.
That's it.
Let's lock it in, Batman. Let's lock it in if you're on 28.
Duke, I gave that man those 29 10 5 W's. They're in the back of my truck. I'm delivering them tomorrow. You told him that he put them 29 10 5 W's. He's gonna get on his ass, and I got him. And now you're backing up.
I'm not backing up. If he comes to Tracy's race, we'll do that. If he ain't on the bars, man, let's lock it in right now.
Oh well, God dang, you want everything?
Let's
what
lock
the
it
hell?
In.
No, you said 29,
which I tried.
You got all kind of excuses. Right, man, what about me? This big sleeper. This is like 100.
Listen, man.
Y'all crazy. Y'all
listen,
picking on Batman.
I ain't never seen your car for one thing. But this is what I'm going to tell you.
Batman,
you
seen
his
car. Batman, hold on. You seen his car. He ran in Houston.
Yeah.
He went at the Houston race. The race I had in Houston, he ran... Bruce Chamele, you saw it?
Yeah, he said
Bruce Chamele.
Yeah, he ran Big D.
Listen, man. This is what I'm going to tell you with that Chamele, man. I want you to listen up real good. I don't really know you like that, but let me tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you what I ain't going to stand for. You got a Chamele? What size tire you got on it?
Man, I got big tires on it.
I don't care what you got up on it. You got a Chevelle. Listen, man. If I'm there, me and you won't lock up, man. And I put that on everything, man. Because you know what? You ain't going to call me out. And they ain't going to come look at you.
I bet you better not bring that motherfucker. I bet
you. Listen, just like I told him, Troy down there in Houston, if he came today, I'm going to run him. I'm going to give you my word, too.
Bring it.
Hey, man, listen, man. I'm a veteran at this shit. Man, you better let a rookie call me out.
I done seen your car. You know, but there's one thing about it. I ain't scared to race.
Well, you know what?
That's just what it is. I just asked you that.
What about you? I'm looking at you, man.
That'll work.
Thank you for that.
Phil, you still on there? Phil.
Black Top. It shows that Red Cop is still on.
Oh, well.
What's the guy name with the Chevelle? What's his name?
Kenneth Williams, Big Sleepy Batman. Troy, your mic is open.
How y'all doing? I was just calling and telling Tracy happy birthday. And,
No problem.
Batman. Everybody be on your ass like you say. You're a man of your word. You say you're going to race. You don't do it one time, I'm going to give you that. You ain't no fool.
What did you say now?
I said you're a man of your words. I do give you that. When you say you're going to race somebody, you're going to race somebody. You know. What
Don't look ahead, man.
Oh, hey. tell Chief that them tires do dry rot. You know, if he ain't going to use them, he needs to give them somebody that's going to use them.
Butler boy, final comment. Butler boy, final comment. Doobie, final comment.
Everybody have a safe trip wherever they're going this weekend.
All right.
Big Sleepy, final comment.
Hey, Tracy. Good birthday out there, brother. Tracy,
all right, man.
Oh. And Batman, you ain't safe.
All right.
Yeah, final comment.
I enjoyed the show. I'm sorry about that. I enjoyed the show. Tommy Dog, once again, happy birthday to you, my brother.
He said it, man. Appreciate it.
Right on. And Michelle.
Sorry about that, Jeff. Go ahead.
Then I want to thank you too, Ms. Sharon. Like I say, the Grudge World, y'all go get at it.
I think we got him on this one, Jeff. He wasn't expecting this one.
I think he wasn't expecting it. You know what I mean? A surprise. You know what I mean? I had a couple other people I was trying to get on there to wish him a happy birthday, but they had a little bit of a foul up on the time schedule there. But happy birthday to you, big dog. And, y'all looking forward to the Atomic Dog drag race still down at the Little River Academy Dragway. It's a great little old track. It's a hot little old track where Atomic Dog got his start at, man. I'm going to support the race. Take care, y'all. Have a good evening.
Kenneth, did I come to you? Yeah, I got you. Doug, final comment. Blacktop, final comment.
Be blessed in all y'all do. Good topic tonight, Tracy.
Marlon, final comment.
I'm just listening.
Okay. 682-6122. Kenny Duke was on that number. Final comment. Batman, final comment.
Well, happy birthday, Trace. Hope you have a good one, man. For all you boys that are looking for the bat, don't let the bat get the cape over your eyes, because trust me, it'll be lights out.
All right.
Bushnell, final comment.
Racers, fans, spectators, see y'all at the tracks.
Jackie, final comment. Jackie may not be able to talk. It's
Happy birthday, Tracy, man. I'd like to send more, but they've been working me pretty hard out here today. And I hope I get a chance to race you before you have big cataract surgery.
All right, man. Free killing.
That was a good one. It's on you, Tracy.
Okay, man. Good show, man. Once again, man, I want to thank everybody out there for wishing me and making my birthday. I had a lovely time tonight, man. It was all about a lot of have fun and make a little action, talk a little noise. So that's what it's about. It's all about fun, man. And just want to remember, hey, man, everybody trying to make these races they can make, man, and try to be safe and keep on doing what you do, man. We all do it, not for the love of the game. And if it's along the way, try to make some money. Hey, but it's what it's about, man. But, hey, be safe. Support the races you're going to support. Go out and support everybody, all the guys on the East Coast. Big drag race coming up this weekend. It's a benefit race. I'll see you guys in Alabama this weekend. So, till then, man, come up with me on top for next week.
You had one more hand that came up. You had one more hand come up.
Okay, get that. Let him go ahead.
214-2665. Final comment.
Happy birthday, baby. It's Kayla.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Charlie, it's back to you.
Okay. You everybody, just keep doing what you're doing, man. Keep it grudge. Thank you, everybody, once again, man, for all the birthday wishes. And, hey, I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. God bless you to see another year. So, hey, with that said, man, hopefully I'll see many more. And everybody keep it safe and support the races. Till then, man, we'll see y'all next week. It's the Grudge Inc. Atomic Dog Talk Show. So, good night, everybody.